ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 17th, 2015, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback. Simply just go to moresuccessteam.com, and you can view all of our calls anytime. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director. He is a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
Thank you, Randy. I just tell him about your credit card being used 49 times in the great state. I didn't say to New York, but it was New York, wasn't it?
Yes, but thankfully ID Shield got that all handled for me, so we're in good shape.
Well, I'm glad because I won't be able to use it again for a while. I mean,
not that one.
Okay. No, Randy, this speaker tonight, you know, you can say a lot of things about this guy, but one thing he loves is vacations. All kidding aside, he's a great family man. He's someone over the years I've learned to grow to respect. He has high work ethics. He knows what he's doing. He just goes out there and somehow or another, he just keeps making it happen. And he's told me the reason it makes it happen, he has activity. You know, this gentleman, Randy, has a great, I mean, you know, went to college. I'm just lying about that.
He didn't
really
went down. It's horrible.
The truth is, he's just like myself. He didn't get to go to college. That happens to us sometimes, but we don't have to let it defeat us, you know. And before Legal Shield, he'd been working manual labor. And he started part-time in a few months, 5 to 10 hours of Legal Shield, was paying him more than 60 hours a week on his full-time job. After his second year, he was earning over $100,000 a year. And, Randy, that didn't happen just by chance. It happened by a good product and a good company. But someone had to put feet to work, and Dave put feet to work. 7 years later, he was inducted to the Legal Shield Millionaire Club in life. He has a whole ton of people all over the country working for him now, and that's the reason I was kidding him about vacation. He's earned that right. He has that right. And now he has the money to do it. I'm going to let him tell his story. But, Randy, I'm so proud and honored to introduce you, Mr. Dave Hall.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore. And let me just start off by saying what a huge honor and privilege it is to even be invited on the Moore Success Team call and to be part of the Moore Success Team and to have people like you and your son and grandson leading us and helping us to all be successful in this business. You know, Lord knows I've used up a lot of my brownie points with the Moore family calling in favors and getting things pushed through and helped and stuff like that. So it's some great heritage that we have here. But I'm going to start off real quickly by just sharing my story, a brief version of my story, for especially for the new people that maybe aren't familiar with it. And then I want to jump into some exciting things that we're doing that are really helping to create a lot of energy, helping new people getting started right. So the Reader's Digest version of my story, and you alluded to a little bit of it. You know, I kind of grew up in a Beaver Cleaver family out here in Utah where, you know, dad went to work and mom stayed home and took care of the kids and, you know, cooked, cleaned, you know, did all the housekeeping stuff, just like you'd see on Leave It to Beaver. And, you know, at about the age of 16, my dad was diagnosed with cancer, and he spent the next few years in the hospitals going through radiation and chemotherapy and surgeries to save his life. And during that time, there was no income coming into the home. And consequently, the bills weren't getting paid, and the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night. In fact, Sheriff's Department showed up at our house and informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction, and we now had 24 hours to be out of the house and to vacate the premises. And so, you know, I left school at that time and went and got a job. My parents had always encouraged me to go to school and get good grades, but there was something a little bit more important at that time, and that was just survival. But it was interesting, you know, corporate America always held that against me as I was looking for lines of work and occupation, because when I'd fill out a job application, it would say, you know, circle the highest year of education completed, and it would start at the high school level, and I knew, honestly, I couldn't even circle that. And so I always got the, you know, minimum wage. In fact, at age 21, I was making $4.25 an hour. I still have my paycheck stubs from those jobs to remind me what I'm worth on the open market without legal shield. When I was married and had my first kid, we were making $6 an hour. And that's with no government assistance or help in any way, shape, or form. Me and my beautiful wife, Wendy, found a way to survive on what is, you know, really peanuts. My kids make more than that today, mowing moms. But today, you know, we enjoy a very comfortable lifestyle. As mentioned, you know, we got the six-figure ring our second year in the business. And, you know, 7 years later, inducted into the Millionaires Club. And so life is definitely a lot different today than it was back then. But I want to talk about helping new people get started right. I've come out of convention with, you know, a little bit of a different paradigm shift, especially with all this, what I'm going to call left side bonus money. This has just got me so jacked up to help new people get paid and promoted like never before. I mean, we've always sponsored, and, you know, in 2003, we were the top recruiters in the company. We got a nice little briefcase of, you know, $10,000 walking across stage for doing that. But never before have I been so committed and excited to help new people get paid and promoted, because there is so much money. Not only is there so much money, you know, I immediately coming out of Vegas, I started a brand new line. I personally added 4 new associates in that line real quick. We've added 3 more in the last couple of days. And we're growing that thing. We've got a whole bunch of guests this week coming out to events, so it's going to get exciting really quick. All the overrides and the bonus money for helping new recruits get paid and promoted. Our pipeline is just so full. Not just my personal pipeline, but my prospect, my new associates' pipelines are so full. And I'm going to share with you, you know, what we're doing to fill that pipeline up and to help people get paid and promoted right out of the gate. So obviously all of us need to go out there and share the business opportunity and find somebody. But what I do with the brand new person that's different today, I think is getting far better results. First thing to be eligible to do this, you've got to have a lot of tools. We all know this is just like, you know, the law of the harvest. The more seeds that you plant, the more you're going to harvest. And if in your possession right now there's only 5 CDs, I would not expect a very big harvest. You need to have, I'm not talking a few dozen, I'm talking literally hundreds. Every person on this call should be on auto ship, and that shouldn't even be enough. You should be running out. I know that I just put in another order the other day for another $1,300 worth of DVDs because I've been running out, even though I bought 1,000 CDs at Vegas and brought them home. I ran out already, and so we put in another order for $1,300, and here's why. I mean, you think about it. Even as a brand-new person, let's say you're brand-new, you're at the bottom of the compensation plan, which means only getting $100. You're on auto ship. You're getting 60 CDs a month, and you go out there and get out all 60, and only one person wants to buy a membership. Okay, you made $100. You spent $47. And out of 60 people, only one did it. You got $100. You doubled your money. Could you imagine how awesome you would be on Wall Street if you could take somebody's money and double it in 1 month? I mean, and that's with a 1 out of 60 success ratio. We all know that our ratios are way, way higher than that. But, you know, let's say that it was 2 out of 60. Now look what you're doing with somebody's money. You're investing $47, you're making 200, 400% return on your money in 1 month. That's only 2 out of 60. And that's so ridiculously low, it blows my mind. But we're helping new people get started so much quicker. And I tried this on my first recruit. My first recruit, his name's Dwayne. Sat down with him our very first day in the business. And in the past, you know, we would do their game plan interview, find out their why, and then we'd say, hey, you know, why don't you make me a list of your people, and then we'll figure out to invite them either to a private business reception or, you know, a one-on-one sit-down, or we'll send them to the internet. And sometimes it was just hard to get those lists back from people. You know, I'd say, hey, make me a list. And a week later, I'd be like, hey, bud, you got that list yet? And they'd be like, yeah, I'm still working on that. And honestly, they were a little bit gun-shy. They were a little bit hesitant, or they were prejudging everybody. But the entire time that they wasted prejudging people, they were cooling off. And so now the ability to get a list from them was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I've had that literally hundreds of times in my career where I sponsored somebody. I said, I need you to make me a list. And quite honestly, they would never give me a list. And they died before they even got one prospect out there. But you can't force someone to give you a list. And so coming out of Vegas, I'm like, I really need to change this. Something needs to change. And because I'm really exclusively using that CD to talk to people, when they see it and I follow up with them, they say, yeah, this made a lot of sense. I really like this or that stuff. Wonderful. We need to get together. We'll get your paperwork filled out. And as soon as I'm done filling out their paperwork, as soon as we're done, like right then and there, I mean, I tell them, we do their game plan interview, and I tell them, I say, I need you to pull out your phone. I need you to just send one text to everybody you know. I need you to say, hey, what's your address? I need to send you something. Hey, what's your address? I need to send you something. So instead of worrying about even doing a private business reception or them creating a list, I want them to send that text to everybody. And here's why. First of all, if you get an email, a text from somebody, 94% of people surveyed that got a text looked at it immediately. Emails, sometimes it can take days for people to look at, but people look at texts immediately. The second thing is, if someone says, hey, I need to send you something, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, cool, I'm going to get something. We all love getting gifts in the mail or something like that. When someone says, I'm going to send you something, we're like, oh, wow. So it's easy to respond and say, oh, here's my address. And so we're having a pretty darn good success rate with that. But the third part about that is they don't need to say anything. They don't need to do a presentation. They don't need to talk to anybody. I noticed that even when people want to do a PBR and they get on the phone and invite people to their PBRs, they tend to say too much on the invitation part, and they kill it, and the people don't show up. And we know the typical ratio is only one out of every four people that say they're going to show up actually show up. Why is that? You know, three quarters of them bail out. Usually, a lot of it, you know, someone said too much on the invitation part. But if they don't say anything, they just say, hey, what's your address? I need to send you something. They get an address back, and then they can put it in the mail and send it. Now, you can do one of two things. You can just put the CD in the mail and put a sticky on it that says, hey, you got to see this. A lot of times people do that. But I have some Legal Shield letterhead, and I actually put together a 2-3 paragraph letter that's from the heart that explains my why. Hey, here's what I found. Here's why I'm doing this, with then brief instructions on what we want them to do. And I tell them, Silver Side Up is the audio CD. You can listen to that part, and we'll talk later. Or the Gold Side Up is the DVD. Watch the Get Paid Daily 10-minute part. If you want to know more, then go on to the private business reception. But I give them some instructions. Say, hey, do this. So they're not like, oh, what do I do with this? Give them instructions. Here's what I need to do. And then I let them know, I will be calling you in a few days to find out what you thought about this. And so now they know that they're going to be expecting my phone call from it. But here's where the magic happens. When I sit down with my new guy, I've got a stack of CDs ready to go. And I let him know, today, your first day in the business, I am paying for every CD, every postage, and depending on what else goes in there, 68-cent stamps. Usually we'll get that mailed off in a little, you know, CD-sized envelope, 68-cent stamps, and I went and bought hundreds of them at the post office. Today, I'm paying for every single envelope, every single postage stamp, and every DVD from every single person that replies to that text today. Tomorrow, you're paying for 100% of your marketing budget in the company. So how many people do you want to prospect today? 1, 2, 5, 10, 50, 100, 200, 500? I don't care. But every person that texts you back an address today, I will put a DVD in the envelope with your personalized letter, and I'll mail it off. They will be in the mail this afternoon. And then we just keep a log. We created an Excel spreadsheet. We just created a log. You can do that on a notepad, though, that has the name, address, and phone number of every single person that we send a tool to. We let them know in the letter, if for any reason this information isn't for you, please forward it on to somebody else. So even if they're not interested in it, give it to a neighbor, give it to a coworker, give it to a friend. I just want those seeds circulating out there. Remember, the CD that I gave to the kid at the car wash over 7 years ago He passed it on to a guy named Dan, who passed it on to a guy named Will, who passed it on to a girl named Bryn, who showed it to Ryan Burns. Ryan Burns went six-figure income his second year in the business. He's reached the level of platinum, two executive director in Legal Shield. The guy has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars in the next few years. It'll go over $1 million in income over a $1 tool that was passed on from someone to someone to someone to someone, five people later, boom, that one tool will make me millions of dollars over the course of my lifetime. So tell them, if you're not interested, pass it on. Give it to somebody else. But here's what I've noticed. When I sit down with someone, they're at a peak of enthusiasm. They're at a peak of excitement. But they don't know anything. So if you get them on the phone with people, those people start asking questions because they don't know anything. They'll sound foolish. They'll make the company look foolish. So I don't want them talking to anybody. I don't want them out there trying to sell it. I want the tool doing all of the work. So I let them know, just send this text to everybody. If you don't know them real well and they don't like you or for any reason like that, they just won't reply to the text. But 94% of the people that get the text will see it immediately. And those that you have a good enough relationship with, they'll send you back their address right away. And so, I mean, we've been sending out dozens and dozens of CDs right out of the gate. I've done this with three people now. I haven't had one person send out less than two dozen CDs their first day in the business. Now think about that. Two dozen. Some of them a lot more than that, though. What if every one of your new prospects over the course of your business honestly went and did 24 solid professional exposures their first day in the business? Could you imagine what our businesses would all look like? I mean, I got a lot of people that never did one exposure and quit the business. Imagine if we could get 24. And keep in mind, every one of those people know hundreds of people you and I don't know. So you can see how it can start to grow virally very, very quickly. One of my new associates that we did this with on Saturday today called me and said, Dave, I just put in my own order for 300 CDs because I've got three guests driving to the business briefing already this week that watched the CD over the weekend with me. And he's like, I need the tools to be able to duplicate and do what you did. All the more reason why every single person should be on auto ship. You should always have plenty of tools to get out there. When that explosion happens, you need to have enough gas to keep pouring it on that fire and keep it going. So again, the thing that's got me really, really excited is sitting down with that brand new associate, and everybody texts today. And if you don't, you just need to. You need to start learning how to do that, regardless of what your age, race, religion, background, anything is. Everybody needs to do that. Very, very simple. Hey, what's your address? I've got something I need to send you. Then you'll see all of a sudden all these addresses coming back. Next thing you know, just type up a real quick 2-3 paragraph letter, a little bit about your why, with then instructions, here's what I need you to watch, and let them know. It's only 10 minutes. The Get Paid Daily segment's only 10 minutes. I need you to 10 minutes, evaluate this information. I will be calling you in 3 days to discuss this information. So they know, hey, look, someone's going to be calling me. I need to be able to have that information ready. You call them up. You make sure that they watch the information, and then you just ask them, what did you like best? Oh, I like this. How does this work? 3-way phone call with an expert. Bam, bam, bam. We have spent so much time on the phone, so much time cultivating these seeds that have been planted. I've never had this much momentum and success. Even when we were the top recruiters in the company, I've never had it duplicate like this so deep. And these new people, these brand new people, they don't have to feel like they need to know how to do a presentation because they're going, hold on, all Dave Hall did was mail me that DVD. All I got to do is turn around and mail out DVDs. But I let them know, your very first day, your first 24 hours in the business, I'm paying for everything. I'm paying for the CD, the stamp, the envelope, everything. The next day, your budget pays for everything. So if you want to send out 5 today and 100 tomorrow, that's fine. Or you can just send out all 100 today and Mr. Hall pays for it. And all of a sudden they're going, hold on, Mr. Hall's going to pay for 100 DVDs to go out in the marketplace? I will gladly pay for 100 CDs for a brand new associate who is lit up on fire and will get 100 exposures out in the marketplace, because that tells me they did 100 text messages to people. You never get a new associate to sit down on the phone and call 100 people his first night in the business. Never. Oh, and one other very important thing. Do not send it out as a group text. Each one has to be unique and individual. So you can copy and paste that message and just keep sending it. So you just pull up their email, boom, send the message, go to the next person address, text, send, boom, text, paste, send, boom, text, paste, send, boom, and just keep doing that. Don't do it in a group one, because then if they one person responds, everybody gets that response. And if you've ever been caught in one of those text chain conversations where you wanted to get out but you were dragged in and couldn't get out, it's annoying, very annoying. So make sure they're unique and individual. But Mr. Moore, I'll tell you, I am flat out fired up and excited. It is so much fun to be doing this business, especially when you're in that momentum phase. Watch my numbers, watch those open line growth, because This line that I've started right after Vegas, I'm going to run this sucker deep for 90 days, and then I'm realigning it under a director, an open line director. And I pulled all my open line directors aside in Vegas, and I said, guys, with this new comp plan thing, I'm one executive director away from Platinum World. I've been sitting at gold for way, way, way too many years. But I'm going to realign this organization underneath the top performing director in 90 days. So now I've got all my open line directors fighting to be the person with the most volume so they can get this line realigned underneath them. But I think that'll be enough momentum then to bust me into Platinum World and start enjoying the real gangster money in this company. So with that said, I'll turn it back over to you and be happy to hang around for any questions if you have them.
What fantastic training, Dave. You knocked it right out of the ballpark. These are some things that people think about that don't quite figure out for themselves or just afraid to try. You put it up there. I'll let Randy talk. But from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I'm very proud of what you're doing. And I think if everybody would just do a little bit of what you're doing, a whole lot of, we would really go. We have been very fortunate lately. Our production's up, our recruiting's up. But, man, I tell you what, I may be going on 80 years old, but, you know, there's still a little fire in the burner. And I wanted to, well, man, I want to thank everybody who's been praying for me. I've got a long ways to go, but you might can tell by my voice, I'm so much better than where I was 30 days ago. So I'll turn it to Randy.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Dave, why don't you go ahead and explain to, we've got a lot of new people on the call tonight, how they can actually get set up on AutoShip, who to call and what they need.
Awesome. There's a, I'm not in front of my computer, but I think the website is success4legalshield.com. I'm pulling that out of my head. Can you confirm that, Mr. Moore? Success for Legal Shield?
Well, I can't get to it on my computer simply because maybe one of the other executive directors
okay.
I'm running.
Let me put it this way. It's either Success for Legal Shield or it's Legal Shield for Success. I don't know. My dyslexia gets in there and screws around with my head a little bit, but I'm still a millionaire. So anyhow, it's auto bookmarked on my computer. But try one or try the other. But that'll take you to the website where you can sign up for auto ship. And instead of paying, you know, $1.50 a piece, which is the normal rate, you can get them actually under $1 a piece. Or you can get a combination of 10 magazines with 30 CDs. Or you can get the just all CDs. Pick which combo pack makes the most sense for you. And just get on it. Here's the thing. If you have that auto ship package of CDs coming in every single month, basically what it is, it's just enough CDs for you to do two exposures a day. And two exposures a day is just the minimum amount of activity that we expect new people to do. And if you want to grow your business, two is the minimum. If you want to grow it real fast, you want to grow a lot more than just two. But that'll give you enough tools to at least be doing the minimum. What you'll find out is once you start doing this business and you start having a few people join your team, your auto ship is not even close to enough. You're going to have to ante up and grab some more. But if you go buy an extra $300 worth of CDs, but you're making $1,000 to $2,000 a month, that's a great investment. You know, I've always looked at it as is every time I can spend money on tools, it's a great time, because that means I'm out of the last order that I put in, and that means a lot of people were recruited and memberships were sold and things are great, going great. So I always love it when I get to jump online and order another big bulk order of tools.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. We got time for maybe one quick call. Let's go out to the state of Arizona, our question, and let's go to Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Hall?
I do. Thank you so much, Mr. Hall. What a great training. What I like about it is it's a system, and it's something that anybody can do and can even do part-time. So I guess a question that I have is, are you having people think nationally when they text or do their mailing, or are you focused on just the region that they're living in?
Great question. And yes, nationally. But the funny thing is, even for my new guy that I just did this with over the weekend, we sent DVDs. We mailed DVDs to people that literally lived one or two blocks away from him. Now, some of you may think, why would you even waste 68 stamps on a guy that lives two blocks away? Here's why. Because 80% of training a new person is always their memory of how was I company. And if their memory is, well, hold on, a DVD showed up with a letter that said, put the gold side up, watch the 10-minute presentation, I'm calling you in a couple days. Okay, that's simple. I can do that. Let's say he looks at it. He loves it. He goes, oh, my gosh, where were you 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, when this and this and this happened in my life? Oh, my gosh, I worked for the federal government. My identity was stolen. Oh, my gosh, my wife shops at Target. Our identity was stolen. They all of a sudden fall in love with it, and they go, wow, this is great. Everybody needs this. How do we share this with everybody? Well, what was their memory of how they were introduced? Oh, that's right. All he did was send me a text that said, what's your address? I need to send you something. And then I can look him in the eye, and I can say, can you send that same text to everyone you know? What's the answer to that question? Yes, I can do it. It runs through one of the eight filters. If everyone can do what you did, then it duplicates. If you start doing something tricky that everyone can't do, all of a sudden it starts to bog down. And so he goes, well, hold on. You sent me a DVD. I watched it. I can send out that DVD. This is real simple. Now all of a sudden I've got an associate with confidence. And so for those brand new people, sending off that email, hey, what's your address? I got something I want to send you. I'm not emotionally attached to the answer. I just want to get all of them out there. And remember, $1 DVD has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can afford to get these out left and right with that type of a success rate.
I love it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Mr. Hall, we appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight. You're doing an outstanding job. I know you're on your way to Platinum World. There's no doubt in my mind that once you set your mind to it, you've always been able to accomplish your goals. So we look forward to you being the next Platinum Executive Director and Platinum World member on the Moore Success Team. So with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Hey, thank you again, Dave. Great job. Well, Randy, what a great call we have. Our calls continue to be great. I know you have a great speaker for next week, and Damon Sheever is going to be on here in a few weeks, and Patrick Shaw. We've got some good speakers lined up. But the main thing is, like I said, we're going to start activity. So, folks, let's do this. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Get out there, tell the stories, send out the CDs. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.